今日嘅信息题目系向着标杆直跑，第七讲神的看顾。
Today's sermon topic is Press on towards the goal, Part 7, God's providence.
我哋同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
主我天父，我哋同心感谢赞美你。
Our loving heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
系你用你嘅慈声呼唤我哋再一次嚟到主嘅施恩座面前。
Through your loving voice, you once again call us to assemble before your throne of grace.
主啊，帮助我哋。
Lord, may you help us.
正如今日所唱嘅其中一首诗歌嘅提醒。
Just as in the reminder from one of the hymns we sang today.
主啊，我今来就住，求用宝血洁净我。洗净一切罪污。
Lord, I am coming now. I am coming now to Thee. Wash me and cleanse me in the blood, to cleanse us from all of our sins.
天父，我哋恳求你藉着爱子耶稣基督圣洁嘅宝血。
Heavenly Father, we ask that through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
再一次洁净我哋整个嘅人。
May you cleanse our entire being.
以致圣灵大能嘅工作。能够引导我们进入真理当中。
And may the mighty power of the Holy Spirit lead us to enter into your truth.
要我们的人生只有一件事。
So that in our lives there is only one thing.
就是向着标杆直跑。
And that is to press on toward the goal.
让我们无论在今生在永恒里面。
Whether in this life or in eternity.
都能够得着天父已经为我们预备一切的奖赏。
May we attain the prize that you have called us heavenward in Christ Jesus.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 如果弟兄姊妹冇忘记嘅话咧
，Brothers and sisters, if you have not forgotten,
喺上一次嘅正道当中
，In last sermon,
曾经引用咗夏甲所发出一个嘅问题。
We use the question that Hagar asked.
就喺大约四千年前
，That is around 4,000 years ago.
当夏甲逃难到去旷野嘅时候
，And when Hagar escaped to the wilderness,
佢发出咗一个问题。
She asked a question.
就系在这里，我也看见那看顾我的么
？Do I see the one who sees me？
意思就系、
是、，The meaning of this is，
当我喺人生嘅黑暗、痛苦、绝望嘅时候
，That in my life I am hopeless and in woe。
我看见那看顾我嘅神么
？Do I see the God who sees us？
当我喺艰难、缺乏、无助嘅时候
，And when I am in difficulties and lacking，
我看见那看顾我嘅神么
？Do I see the one who sees us？
当我灰心、失望嘅时候
，And whenI am disheartened and disappointed.
当我面对打击伤害的时候
When I face attacks and challenges,
我看见那看顾我的神
Do I see the one who sees us?
神很清晰的回应
God responds clearly.
神在祂荣耀宝座上面大声的回应
From his glorious throne in heaven, he calls with a loud voice.
就是看啊，神的帐幕在人间
That is, the dwelling of God is with men.
意思就是这位的创造天地万物宇宙
And the meaning of this is that this Lord Almighty who has created heaven and earth and everything in it
已经道成肉身来到人世间
He came to the world, the word became flesh
他就是住在世人当中
And he dwelled among men
他是丰丰富富有恩典有真理的神
And he is abundantly full of grace and love
他是那位施恩怜悯顾念我们的神
He is the merciful and compassionate God who cares for us
主耶稣基督不单只是十字架上曾经被杀的羔羊
The Lord Jesus Christ is not only the lamb who was slain on the cross
他是我们的救主是我们的神
But he is our Savior Lord, he is our God
同时他是那位为羊舍命的好牧人
And he is the good shepherd who laid his life down for his sheep
在我们整个漫长的人生当中他愿意牧养我们
And in our entire lives,He is willing to shepherd us.
祂愿意保守看顾我们。
He is willing to care for and provide for us.
祂愿意引导我们，走我们人生的岁月。
He is willing to lead us in the days of our lives.
一直到永恒。
Until eternity.
神的应许清清楚楚。
God's promise is clear.
不过问题就是，究竟人听不听到呢？人看不看到呢？
But the question is, do we hear it?Do we see it?
这个就是世人的问题了。
And this is the problem of mankind.
因为一个很严肃的问题。
Because a very strict question.
如果当我们走世界的路的时候呢 我们不会听到神的声音。
If we walk the way of the world, we will not hear God's voice.
当我们走世界的路的时候呢，
And when we walk in the way of the world,
我们不会看到一位为羊舍命的好牧人。
We will not see the good shepherd who laid his life down for his sheep.
只有一条向着标杆直跑的道路上。
For only the way where we are pressing on toward the goal.
我们会听到神的声音。
Then we will hear God's voice.
我们会看见一位看顾我们的神。
And we will see the one, our God who cares for us.
若果我们在世界里的时候呢，
If we are in the world,
我们会陷入一种困局里面。
We will be trapped in this situation.
就是我们会心梦游之，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，听不到神的声音。
That our hearts will wander, and our ears will be deaf, and our eyes will be blind. We will not hear God's voice.
更加看不见这位牧养我们的主。
And we will not see our Lord who shepherds us.
看顾我们的神。
Our God who provides for us.
记得在上次的正道当中，
I remember in last sermon.
当我们行在一条向着标杆直跑的人生路上的时候呢，
That when we are on this path of pressing on toward the goal,
我们一生一定不会后悔。
In our lives, we will not have regret.
唯有不行在这条路上的人呢，
For only those who do not walk on this path,
他会一生的后悔。
They will have regret in their lives.
而在这条向着标杆直跑的路上呢，
And on this path of pressing on toward the goal,
神有一份很大的恩典。
God gives us a great blessing.
就是神的看顾。
That is God's providence.
记得上次同弟兄姊妹分享到神的看顾包含三方面。
I remember that in last sermon we shared three aspects of God's providence.
一方面是生命的看顾。
The first is the providence in our lives.
生活的看顾。
The providence in our daily lives.
还有试炼中的看顾。
And providence through our trials.
弟兄姊妹，上次我们已经分享了试炼中的看顾。
And last time we shared providence in our trials.
有时神真的容许我们在一些艰难的环境当中。
Sometimes God allows us to be in difficult situations.
因为他要建立我们，造就我们。
Because God wants to build us up and to edify us.
但是当我们在试炼当中的时候，
But when we are in trials,
神愿意看顾我们。
God is willing to provide for us.
他愿意赐给我们有平安。
He is willing to give us peace.
心灵中的平安。
Peace that flows from within.
环境中的平安。
Peace in our situation.
同埋整个漫长人生当中的平安。
And peace through our entire lives.
因着有这份出人意外的平安呢，就能够保守我们的心怀意念。
And through this peace that is from above, it can guard our hearts and our mind.
而且这位赐平安的神呢，
And this God who gives us peace,
愿意一生与我们同在，
is willing to be with us for our entire lives,
直到世界的末了，
until the end of this age.
今早早上会同大家思想神的看顾的另外一部分，就是生活中的看顾。
And today we will put our thoughts into a second aspect of God's providence. That is providence in our daily lives.
正如诗篇第八篇所说，
Just as in Psalm chapter 8,
人算什么，你竟顾念他。
What is man that you care for us?
世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
What is mankind that you care for us?
弟兄姊妹，留意这位慈悲怜悯的圣天父。
Brothers and sisters, take notice that this loving and merciful heavenly father.
当我们在地上寄居活着一段岁月里面，
That in our time living on this earth,
神不单止知道我们在试炼中有需要，
God not only knows that we have need in our trials,
我们的属灵生命有需要，
That we have needs in our spiritual lives,
同时我们的生活同样有需要，
But at the same time we have needs in our daily lives.
因为当一个人活在这个地上寄居那段岁月，
Because during our time living on this earth,
无论长好短好，
Whether long or short,
我们一定有生活中的需要。
We have needs in our daily lives.
衣食住行，
Whether it is clothes, food, housing, or things we do,
是我们人生生活中的实实在在的需要。
And these realities in the needs of our daily life.
所以在我们一生活着的时候呢，
So during our time living on this earth,
神会在这方面作出看顾。
God will provide for us.
神会作出供应。
And God provides for us.
在这时候我和大家看两段经文。
Now let us look at two passages.
从神的话语当中去更加认识这位看顾人的神。
And through God's word, let us see how God truly provides for his people.
第一段经文在《使徒行传》第14章第16和第17节。
The first is from Acts chapter 14, verses 16 to 17.
好，找到我们都一起读下。
And let us read together.
他在从前的世代任凭万国各行其道，然而为自己未尝不显出证据来， 就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
In the past, he let all nations go their own way, yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果睇完呢两节经文嘅时候咧
，Brothers and sisters, when we read these two verses,
我哋即系对神嘅看顾有个更深嘅认识同埋感受。
We have a deeper understanding and feeling towards God's providence.
因为呢两节经文所描述得神看顾嘅人系一群唔认识神嘅人。
Because here it says that people who receive God's providence are people who do not know God.
事实上，自从亚当夏娃犯咗罪。
In fact, since Adam and Eve first sinned,
人与神已经再无关系。
There is no more relationship between man and God.
人不认识神。
Man did not know God.
甚至乎人敌挡神。
And man opposed God.
人拒绝神。
Man rejected God.
人厌弃神。
And man despised God.
但即使是这样，
But even so,
这位怜悯人的神，看顾人的神呢？
This merciful and compassionate God who cares for us,
竟然在整个人类的历史世代当中，
In all of the history of mankind,
他看顾世上的人类，
He provides for people of this earth.
本来艰难缺乏是理所当然的，
It would be right for us to be in suffering and lacking.
天灾人祸战乱是理所当然的，
And natural disasters and wars between countries is due.
人生痛苦是理所当然的。
And the suffering of mankind in our lives is due.
但想象不到，这位看顾人的神呢，在经文的十七节怎么形容呢？
But unimaginably, this God who cares for us, how does it describe it?
就是常施恩惠。
Is that he has shown kindness.
从天降雨。
By giving you rain from heaven.
赏赐丰年。
And crops in their seasons.
饮食。
And he provides you with plenty of food,
滿心喜樂,
and fills your hearts with joy.
事實上, 在整個人類的歷史世代當中,
in truth, in all of the history of mankind,
千千萬萬的人曾經得著這份恩典,
thousands upon thousands of people have received this blessing.
但很可惜,
but woefully,
因為人不認識神的緣故, 不懂得感恩,
because man did not know God.They did not know to give thanks.
这个是人类的悲哀。
And this is the woeful situation of mankind.
但没有因为这样呢，他放弃了对世人的看顾。
But not because of this, God did not give up in providing for his people.
所以直到现今的世代都好。
So to this very age,
我们看到这个世界越来越败坏，越来越堕落。
We can see that this world is more and more corrupt and more and more evil.
越来越敌挡神，厌弃神。
And they are opposing God more and more and despising him more and more.
但神仍然赐下他的看顾。
But God continues to give his providence.
经文当中所描述的恩典，
And the blessings that scripture tells us about,
都是讲到生活中的看顾，
includes providence in our daily lives.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样看的时候呢，
Brothers and sisters, when we look at it in this way,
我们就会明白主耶稣基督在马太福音第六章所作出的应许。
Then we will understand the promise that the Lord Jesus gave in Matthew chapter 6.
就是如果对不认识神的人，
That is for people who do not know God.
不懂得感恩的人，
People who do not know to give thanks.
神都在他生活当中赐下看顾，
That God continues to give them providence in their lives.
何况我们一群天父上帝的儿女，
Then how much more so for the children of God.
何况我们一群向着标杆直跑的基督圣徒，
And how much more so for the Christian saints who press on toward the goal.
神必定在我们生活当中作出供应。
God will in our daily life give us providence.
作出预备。
And he will prepare for us.
因为他不单只是耶和华以勒的神。
Because he is not only the Jehovah Jireh.
他更加是看顾人的神。
But he is the God who provides for his people.
同弟兄姊妹一同看看主耶稣在马太福音第六章的宣告。
Let us look at the declaration that the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6.
新约圣经马太福音第六章25-34节。
In Matthew chapter 6 verses 25-34.
这是主耶稣基督给每一位天父上帝的儿女的应许。
And this is a promise that the Lord Jesus gave to each and every one of his children.
给一群先求他的国和他的义的基督圣徒的应许。
It is for the Christian saints who seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
但我们必须用信心来领受这份的应许。
But we must receive this promise through faith.
新约圣经马太福音六章25-34节。
In Matthew chapter 6 verses 25-34.
好，找到我们一起读一下。
And let us read together.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食么？身体不胜于衣裳么？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多么？你们哪一个能用丝缕洗寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？他也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑，说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, reap, or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，留意经文的32节，非常宝贵的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, take note of the precious reminder in verse 32.
当你和我仍然活在这个世界上那段日子的时候，
When you and I continue to live on this earth,
我们有一些生活上的基本需要。
There are basic needs for our daily lives.
不单止未认识神的人需要。
Not only those who do not know God need these.
神的儿女同样需要。
But children of God also needs these.
因为我们活在一个真真实实的人生当中。
Because we have to face the realities of our daily life.
但我们的需要，圣经讲得很清楚。
But our needs, the Bible says very clearly.
你们的天父是知道的。
Your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
这句说话宝贵在哪个地方？
What is precious about this verse?
第一，这位天地的主，天地的神，是我们慈爱的天父。
Is that this Lord and God of heaven and earth is our loving heavenly Father.
我们真是祂的儿女。
And we truly are his children.
我们是祂所爱的。
We are his beloved.
当神创造天地万物，宇宙穹苍的时候，
When God created the heavens and earth and everything in them,
神创造了很多的人事物。
God created many people and things,
包括天使，
including angels.
但是神所最爱的，
But what God loved the most was mankind.
因为人类拥有从天父上帝而来的生命。
Because mankind had life that was from God.
所以世上每一个人都是天父所爱的。
So each and every person on this earth are loved by God.
特别我们一班已经成为天父上帝的儿女。
Particularly who are children of God.
我们生活当中的每一样的需要。
All of our needs of our daily lives.
一切的需要，天父都知道。
All of our needs.Our Heavenly Father knows this.
天父不单止知道，
and our Heavenly Father not only knows this,
祂亦都愿意将我们的需用的一切东西赐给我们。
He is willing to give us all the needs of our daily lives.
这个是神自己的应许。
And this is God's own promise.
祂更加用了一个比喻来提醒我们。
And he gave us an example to remind us.
天空的飞鸟，路边的花草，神都看顾。
The birds of the air and the flowers on the field, God cares for these.
何況一群天父上帝嘅兒女。
And how much more so for the children of the Heavenly Father.
當然喺我哋一生活著嘅時候咧。
And indeed through our daily lives.
我哋有需要我哋當盡嘅責任。
We have our due responsibilities.
所以聖經講到一天嘅難處一天當。
So the Bible says each day has enough trouble of its own.
但唔係代表我哋盡責任，我哋就能夠得到一切嘅恩典。
But this does not mean that if we have our responsibilities, then all of this will be given to us.
背后实在有神的慈悲怜悯。
Behind this is the love and mercy of the Heavenly Father.
有他的保守看顾。
That He protects and cares for us.
当我们尽了我们当尽的责任的时候呢。
And when we fulfill our due responsibility.
当我们仍然有艰难缺乏的时候，神愿意供应。
And when we are still in lacking, God is willing to provide.
神愿意丰富预备。
God is willing to abundantly prepare this for us.
不过问题面对神自己的应许呢？
But the question is this. When we face the promise from God,
我们必须有一个反应。
We must have a response.
这个反应就是信与不信。
The response is whether or not we believe.
当你信的时候呢，你就不需要忧虑。
If we believe,then you do not need to worry.
当你不信的时候呢,
and if you do not believe,
你很自然就会用了自己一切的方法和计划,
then you will naturally use your own ways and schemes.
最后成为一个劳苦担重担的人,
and in the end, you will become weary and burdened.
亦都得不到我们应该得到的,
and you will not receive what you should receive.
当我们讲到信心的时候呢,
and when we talk about believing,
神知道我们是小信的人,
God knows that we are of little faith.
所以经文的三十节神同一群天父上帝的儿女讲。
So in verse 30, God tells his children,
你们这小信的人呢?
O you of little faith,
神知道我们信。
God knows that we believe,
但是信不足。
But our faith is insufficient.
所以在圣经的历史当中呢?
So in the history of the Bible,
神记载了一些他恩典的作为。
God records his blessings.
就是当一群属神的人。
That is when people who belong to him.
当他们的心怀意念要按照神的心意前行的时候。
That when they do things in accordance to God's will,
当他们面对艰难缺乏的时候,
and then when they face difficulties and are lacking,
一个一个生命的神迹就出现,
then one by one the miracle of life happens.
神为他们丰富预备,
God provides for them abundantly.
在圣经当中有很多记载了这方面的例子,
and in the Bible there are many examples of such.
最明显一个例子就是以色列民族,
and the most evident example is the nation of Israel.
当神吩咐他们离开埃及进入迦南的时候,
When God instructed them to leave Egypt and enter into Canaan,
虽然他们是群软弱失败的人,
although they were weak, failing people,
虽然他们是群小信的人,
and although they were people of little faith,
但他们行的路仍然是向着迦南地进发,
but the path that they walked was set towards Canaan.
所以在那四十年里面,
so in those 40 years,
神为他们生活当中作出无尽的供应,
God continued to provide for them abundantly in their daily lives.
神用日间云柱夜间火柱引导他走这条路。
He used a cloud of pillar by day and a cloud of fire by night to lead them on this path.
神天降玛拿磐石出水。
And he gave them manna from above and water from the rocks.
他们的衣服鞋袜四十年都没破烂。
Their clothes and their shoes in those 40 years did not wear down.
他们的脚也都没中。
And their feet were not harmed.
四十年里面他们没什么可做。
And in those 40 years there was not much they could do.
但这位看顾人的神呢，养活了200万人四十年。
But this God who provides for them, He looked after these 2 million people for 40 years.
因为他们需用的这一切东西，神是知道的。
Because all of their needs.God knew.
神亦都愿意供应。
And God was willing to provide for them.
不单止是以色列民族是这样。
And not only for the nation of Israel.
在圣经当中有一个侍奉神的人。
In the Bible, there was a person who served God.
有一个在神面前蒙召的人。
There was a person who was called by God.
当他行一条跟从主的道路的时候呢?
And when he walked this path of following God.
他面对饥荒。
He faced poverty.
他面对艰难缺乏。
He faced difficulties and lacking.
但是在那个时候，神就在他生活当中为他丰富预备。
But in his life, God provided for him abundantly.
这个人就是先知以利亚。
And this person is the prophet Elijah.
我都同大家睇一睇佢嘅经历吓。
Let us look at his experience.
在旧约圣经嘅列王纪上第17章。
In 1 Kings chapter 17.
我哋会睇两段嘅经文。
We will look at two passages.
盼望我哋喺以利亚嘅经历里面咧。
I hope that from the example of Elijah.
加深我哋对神呢份应许嘅信心。
It can deepen our understanding and faith towards God's promise.
旧约圣经列王纪上第十七章。
In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17.
由第二节我哋睇到第六节。
Verses 2-6.
我哋揾到都一齐先读出嚟吓。
And let us read together.
耶和华的话临到以利亚说。你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基立溪旁。你要喝那溪里的水。我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。于是以利亚照着耶和华的话，去住在约旦河东边的基立溪旁。乌鸦早晚给他雕饼和肉来，他也喝那溪里的水。
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Leave here and turn eastward." And hide in Kereth Ravine, east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there. So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kereth Ravine, and east of the Jordan, and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
弟兄姊妹留意经文讲嘅先知以利亚。
Brothers and sisters, take note that here the prophet Elijah.
佢一个侍奉神嘅人。
He was a person who served God.
当时面对几年嘅旱灾。
In those years, he faced a time of poverty.
亦都面对饥荒嘅时候。
And a time when he was in famine.
但留意经文嘅第四节所讲。
But take note of verse 4.
我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
I have ordered the ravens to feed you there.
不可思议嘅神迹真系会发生。
An unimaginable miracle happens.
所以到经文嘅第六节咧。
So when it comes to verse 6,
乌鸦早晚给他雕饼和肉来。
The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and in the evening.
就供应咗佢每日生活上嘅需要。
They provided all the needs that he needed in his daily life.
呢啲嘅经历记载喺圣经当中。
And these experiences are recorded in the Bible.
我唔单止系咁。
And not only so.
神恐怕人经历神嘅恩典，好似过眼云烟。
God is worried that his children will be when they experience God's blessings, they will forget them.
所以他要给他们一而再的经历。
So God gives them experience time and time again.
亦都记载在圣经当中。
And it is also recorded in the Bible.
所以跟住佢喺经文嘅第八节至到第十六节有另外一方面嘅经历。
So then in verses 8-16, he had a second experience.
我哋都将整段经文读咗出嚟吓。
And let us read this passage together.
列王纪上嘅十七章八到十六节。
In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8-16.
耶和华的话临到他说：你起身往西顿的撒勒法去，住在那里，我已吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。以利亚就起身往撒勒法去，到了城门，见有一个寡妇在那里检柴。以利亚呼叫他说：求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说：也求你拿点饼来给我。他说：我指着永生耶和华你的神起誓，我没有饼，坛内只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油。我现在找两根柴，回家要为我和我儿子作饼。我们吃了，死就死吧。以利亚对他说：不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去作吧。只要先为我作一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子作饼。因为耶和华以色列的神如此说：坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不缺短。直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子，妇人就照以利亚的话去行。他和他家中的人并以利亚吃了许多日子，坛内的面食各不减少，瓶里的油也不缺短，正如耶和华藉以利亚所说的话。
Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food." So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar, so I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar, and a little oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land." She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Brothers and sisters, take note that in this passage, that in verse 9, God says once again, I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food. And this widow was a poor widow who had nothing. All that she had was a jug of oil and some flour. And in the viewpoint of man, how could she provide for Elijah and her family? That the miracle of the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish that the Lord Jesus had in the New Testament, that even earlier in the Old Testament, this already happened before. That a handful of flour and a jug of oil could continue to be used and did not run empty and did not run dry, because God is a God who cares for people, that in all of the history of mankind He is willing to provide for His children, in particular those who follow Him. He is willing to provide for them abundantly in their daily lives. And why does God record so many examples in the Bible? Because God knows that we continue to live on this earth. It is unavoidable that we will be in situation, that we will be in lacking and in poverty. But God uses His word to remind us.
不要怕,
do not be afraid, just believe. If you believe, then you will see the glory of God. But the question is whether or not we live on this earth in accordance to God's will. And do we put our faith in God's promises?
如果有的话,
if we have, then we will experience these blessings.
所以无论由旧约到新约，直到喺教会时代。
So whether it is from the Old Testament to the New Testament, to the age of the church,
神这些生命的神迹,
these miracles in our lives,
神的看顾,
God's providence
一直的发生,
continues to happen.
不过问题就在这里了,
but the question is here.
你信吗?
Do you believe?
圣经所讲的信心,
the faith that the Bible describes,
不是知道的信心,
is not faith that is based on knowledge,
乃是有行动回应的信心,
but it is the faith is backed with action.
圣经每一次讲到信心的时候,
each time the Bible talks about faith,
讲到是无伪之信,
it talks about a sincere faith,
一份纯一清洁的信心,
a sincere and pure faith.
神怎么说我就怎么行,
what God says is what I will do.
神怎么说我就怎么作出回应,
and what God says is how I will respond.
如果我真的信神的话,
if I truly believe in God,
我的信心真的无伪之信,
and if my faith is truly sincere,
我一定会跟从神,
then I will follow God.
我一定会信靠神,
then I will rely on God.
我一定会亲近神,
and I will draw near to God.
我一定会侍奉神,
and I will serve God.
这个叫做信心,
and this is faith.
如果不是这样信的话呢,
and if we do not have faith in this way,
那个只是一个徒然相信的信心,
then it is a faith that believes in vain.
没办法看见神的荣耀,
and they will not see the glory of God.
也都没办法经历神自己的恩典的看,
and they will not be able to experience the providence from God. I often tell brothers and sisters, each passage of scripture quoted in the Bible
能够经历的。
It is for each child of God, what we can experience.
因为圣经不是一些知识。
Because the Bible is not mere knowledge.
不是一些理论。
It is not mere logic.
乃是神自己恩典的应许。
But it is the gracious promises of God.
不徒然返回。
And it will not return to him in vain.
如果你真信的话，你就能够经历。
If you truly believe, then you will be able to experience it.
你会更加信靠神。
And you will rely on God more and more.
你会更加跟从神。
And you will follow him more.
你会更加亲近神。
And you will draw close to him more.
一生只有一件事。
That in our entire lives, there is only one thing.
就是向着标杆直跑。
And that is press on toward the goal.
所以今天会用一小小时间和大家分享我和师母一些经历。
So now we'll use some time to share some experiences of me and my wife.
去见证神自己的恩典的应许。
As a testimony for God's promise.
是何等的真实。
And to know how truthful it is.
在生活当中为我们有供应,
that he provides for us in our daily lives,
为我们有丰富预备,
and he provides for us abundantly.
神用了三十年的时间,
God has used 30 years of time,
让我们有这个生命的经历,
so that we have this experience in our life,
经历神为我们丰富预备,
to experience how God abundantly provides for us.
事实上在我们每日的生活当中呢,
in fact, in our daily lives,
我们曾经经历很多神好像用乌鸦担肉担饼来供应我们。
We have many experiences which is like the ravens who brought Elijah bread and meat.
当我们很多缺乏的时候,
when we were in many times of lacking,
一把面一点油真的不会短缺的。
A handful of flour and a small jug of oil would not run dry.
其中一个经历是什么呢?
And one of these experiences,
就是我和师母, 我们一家需要有居所的住屋。
Is when I and my family needed a place to live.
诗篇八十四篇讲得很清楚。
In Psalm 84 it says very clearly,
麻雀神为他预备居所。燕子神为他预备了捕初之窝。
Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young.
何况一群天父上帝的儿女。
And how much more so for the children of God.
何况跟从主的神的儿女。
And how much more so for children of God who follow him.
神一定为他丰富预备。
God will provide for them abundantly.
甚至乎超出他们的所想所求。
And even more than what they need and ask for.
大约三十年前开始。
These experiences started around 30 years ago.
90年代师母和两个孩子移民咗去新加坡。
In the 90s, me, my wife, and my two children immigrated to Singapore.
当时神容许我们在一些试炼当中。
And at that time, God allowed us to have some trials.
师母带着两个孩子住在新加坡的时候呢,
my wife and our two sons, when they were living in Singapore,
就好像一个穷寡妇一样。
It is like a poor widow.
只有两根柴。
That she had two sticks.
只有一把面。
That she had a handful of flour.
只有一点油。
And a little jug of oil.
但那时都需要居住的。
But at that time, we also needed a place to stay.
忽然间神给师母一个概念。
But suddenly, God gave an idea to my wife.
我们可以去买那些公屋啊。
We could buy a government house.
在二手市场买。
In the second-hand market.
大约是十零万左右。
Roughly 100,000.
我们手头上剩下来的资产啊。
And our savings that we had remaining.
仅仅够给一成的首期。
Was just enough for the first payment.
师母自己就去买屋。
And my wife went to buy housing.
新加坡买屋很虚撼。
In Singapore, to buy housing, it was very surprising.
很多时人头涌涌。
And there were many people there.
通常人是拿着一本支票簿。
And at that time, people would be holding checkbooks.
然后讲出一个价钱。
And they would be saying an amount.
就叫屋主卖给他。
And ask the homeowner to sell it to them.
这个话你，我出多少钱你卖给我吧。
This person would say, I will pay you this much.
最后没有人买到这间屋。
And in the end, no one could buy the house.
个屋主当时可能认为个价钱未够他的期望。
And perhaps the homeowner thought that the amount people were paying was not according to his hopes.
咁啲人就一个一个嘅离开啦。
So then one by one people would leave.
师母手头上只有一千蚊。
And in her hand she only had $1,000.
佢走去同个屋主讲。
She said to the house owner,
我一个人带着两个仔喺新加坡居住。
I have two sons with me living in Singapore.
我想买你间屋。
I want to buy your house.
但系我只能够用呢个价钱同你买。
I can only buy it for this amount.
系比刚才人 人所出任何嘅价钱，更低嘅价钱。
It was much lower than others were saying previously.
我相信如果一边有人睇到师母同个屋主咁样讲咧
，I believe that if people around her saw my wife saying this to the homeowner，
一定认定师母系神经病人。
They would think that my wife was crazy。
冇可能啊
！That this is impossible。
但想象唔到。
But unimaginably。
现场唔单止系师母好似个精神病人一样。
There was not only my wife who was like a mental person。
个屋主都忽然间变咗精神病人。
But then the house owner was also crazy。
佢答应师母用佢最低嘅价钱买依间房屋俾佢。
They were willing to sell this house at this low price to my wife。
真系不可思议嘅事情真系发生。
What is unimaginable truly happened？
当时师母就用一个最低嘅价钱买咗依间房屋。
And at that time, my wife used this low price to buy the house。
我哋唔知道点解呢个情况会发生。
I do not know why this happened。
不过我哋知道一件事。
But I do know this。
呢个系神嘅恩典。
That this is God's grace。
同埋我哋认识一件事。
And we now know this。
呢间房屋唔属于我哋。
That this house does not belong to us。
呢间房屋属于神。
This house belongs to God。
因为系神为我哋当时嘅居住嘅需要预备。
Because it is what God provided for us in the time when we were needing a place to stay。
点解神要为我哋预备呢间房屋咧？
So why did God prepare this house for us？
到97年嘅时候，我哋开始明白。
In the year 1997, I then understood。
因为神呼召我同师母离开新加坡，嚟到澳洲呢个地图。
Because God called us to leave Singapore and come to this place。
当我哋卖屋嘅时候，我哋明白。
When we sold the house, we understood。
因为当时嘅楼价已经升咗好多。
Because at that time, the price of accommodation was rising higher and higher。
当我哋卖咗呢间房屋嘅时候咧。
And when I sold this house，
我哋手头上有一笔钱。
In my hand, we had some money。
就一家四口去到黄金海岸。
And the four of us could then go to the Gold Coast。
当时我有一份工作。
And at that time, I had a job。
但系想象唔到。
But unimaginably。
喺嗰时候，神向我哋作出个呼召，就系全时间侍奉主。
At that time, God gave us a calling, that is to serve God full time.
我哋睇到当时教会嘅需要。
Because we saw the needs of the church.
我哋愿意奉献俾神。
And we were willing to offer to God.
全时间侍奉主。
That we would serve Him full time.
当时嘅侍奉系一毫子薪水都冇。
But at that time, serving had no income.
所以我哋就作出一个决定。
So at that time, I made a decision.
用呢笔金钱。作为支持我哋一家四口嘅生活费。
To use this money to sustain the daily living needs of our family。
到我哋离开黄金海岸嘅时候。
When we left the Gold Coast。
呢笔金钱剩下$2,000。
There was $2,000 left of this money。
呢一个经历咧，就令到我哋开始一个经历神嘅好宝贵嘅经历。
This experience was the start of very precious experience of experiencing God。
就系我哋开始一个租屋嘅人生。
That we started the life of renting housing。
由1997年直到现在。
From the year 1997 to this very day，
我同师母总共租咗7间屋。
We have rented a total of 7 houses。
我哋经历神嘅丰富供应。
We have experienced how God abundantly provided for us。
点解咁样
？How is this so？
因为做呢个房屋，佢有啲嘅共通点好特别。
Because in renting these houses, there is a common point。
呢啲房屋都系我哋租唔起嘅。
That these houses were what we could not afford。
但我哋能够用比市价低好多嘅价钱能够租用得到。
But we could rent the house at a price that was lower than the market price.
到現在我們都不知道為什麼我們會租得到這些屋的。
And to this day, we do not know why we could rent these houses.
好記得我們租第一間屋的時候呢?
I remember that when we rented the first house.
我好記得當時它的一個禮拜的租金是$375。
I remember that the weekly rent there was $375.
但我們沒有能力。
But we did not have the ability.
就跟那個房屋經理說。
So we told the manager of the house.
我們只能夠出$250嘅租金。
That we could only pay the weekly rent of $250.
呢個經理就話點可能啊，爭咁遠。
So the manager then said, "How could it be?"
咁我哋就走啦。
So then we left.
想象唔到喺3分鐘之內裏邊咧。这个经理 call 翻我哋。
But unimaginably that within 3 minutes, this manager called us back.
佢话佢啱啱打咗个长途电话喺新加坡。
And they called overseas to Singapore.
同个屋主讲我哋嘅 offer。
To tell the homeowner our offer.
想象唔到呢个屋主答应咗。
Unimaginably, this homeowner agreed.
我哋用$250嘅租金租咗一间$375嘅房屋。
We used $250 for weekly rent to rent a property that was $375 weekly.
神真系为我哋丰富预备。
God abundantly provided for us.
我哋都冇收入证明。
And we do not have any proof of income.
佢唔会租呢啲屋俾我哋。
They would not rent these houses to us.
另外一个共通点系乜嘢咧
？Another common point.
每一间房屋
is that each house.
我哋都能够 喺嗰度同弟兄姊妹有查经嘅聚会。
That we could have Bible studies。
呢啲房屋都系开放俾神嘅事工用嘅。
Each house was opened to the work of God。
由黄金海岸直到尼泊尔呢个地图。
From the Gold Coast to this place of Melbourne。
23年里面，我哋从来冇停止过查经聚会。
In the last 23 years, we have not ceased Bible studies。
几咁奇妙嘅神嘅安排。
How truly amazing is God's preparation for us？
冇人能够做得到，但系神能够做得到。
What we could not accomplish, but God could.
其实我哋搬屋已经搬到好攰。
We had moved house so many times.
每一次搬屋，我哋其实都好疲乏。
And each time we were more and more tired.
神忽然间感动司母嘅弟弟同埋佢嘅太太。
God moved my wife's brother and his wife.
佢哋愿意喺墨尔本买一间房屋。
They were willing to buy property in Melbourne.
作为我哋嘅居所同埋侍奉神嘅地方。
To be our living place and a place where we could serve God.
我好感恩。
I was very thankful.
神已经为我丰富预备。
That God has provided abundantly.
弟兄姊妹似乎一无所有嗬。
Brothers and sisters, it seems as though we have nothing.
却系样样都有。
But in fact, we have all of our needs.
墨尔本我哋的确无亲无故。
And indeed, we have no relatives in Melbourne.
喺雪梨或者布里斯本。
Perhaps in Sydney or in Brisbane.
我哋有两个儿子。
We have two sons.
对我哋有爱有关怀。
Who loves us and cares for us.
我哋好感谢。
And we give thanks.
不过有一样嘢咧。
But there is one thing.
系墨尔本有嘅。
That Melbourne has.
而雪梨同布里斯本都冇。
And Sydney and Brisbane do not have.
就系墨尔本我哋有一个家。
Is that in Melbourne we have a family.
呢个叫做以勒。
And that is Jireh Fellowship.
是神为我们预备的。
That God has provided for us.
它不可能出现的。
It could not have happened.
但是神要令这个家出现。
But God has provided this family for us.
我永远不会忘记在2015年4月份的时候。
I will not forget that in the year 2015 in April.
当我和师母其实已经带着破碎的心准备离开墨尔本。
That when me and my wife were broken hearted and we were planning to leave Melbourne.
突然间收到一个电话。
Then suddenly I received a phone call.
就是钟姊妹打。
That was from our sister Joan.
她说牧者牧者神为我们预备了一个崇拜聚会的地方。
And she said, Pastor, God has provided for us a place where we can gather to worship.
当日她立刻车我们来到这里的地方来看。
And at that time, she drove us to this place to see.
当我踏入这里的地方的时候，我感受很深。
And when I entered into this place, I was very moved.
神在我们30年的岁月里面。
That in the last 30 years of serving God.
不单只为我们预备一些居所。
Not only has he provided a living place.
更加为我们预备了永生神的家。
But he has also provided for us our eternal dwelling place.
就是以勒家。
And that is Jireh Fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么要跟弟兄姊妹说今天这个见证？
Brothers and sisters, why do I share this testimony with you today?
我就希望鼓励弟兄姊妹。
Is that I hope to encourage brothers and sisters.
特别年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Particularly the young brothers and sisters.
前面还是漫漫长路。
That the path ahead may be long.
可能你今天有缺乏。
Although you may be lacking today.
可能你缺乏金钱物质。
You may be lacking money or things.
可能你今天没有工作。
Although you may not have work.
甚至乎你旁边没有你的亲人。
Or perhaps around you, you do not have your loved ones.
没有爱你的人。
You do not have people who love you.
但有一样你要有的。
But there is something you have.
就是这位慈悲怜悯的圣天父。
That is the loving and merciful Holy Heavenly Father.
就是这位看顾人的天父。
This Heavenly Father who provides for his people.
他会带领你走一生的岁月。
He will lead you through all the days of your life.
他会为你丰富预备。
And he will provide for you abundantly.
问题你只是需要信。
The question is, do you believe?
信而跟从。
To believe and follow.
盼望从我和司母的生命见证当中给大家有一个体见。
I hope that from the life experience of me and my wife, this can bring you new insight.
神的帐幕真是在人间。
And God's dwelling place is truly with men.
但愿我们一生一世居住在神的帐幕里面。
And may we for our entire lives stay in the dwelling place of God.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
最后用一节经文来结束。
Let us conclude with a verse.
彼得前书第五章。第七节。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
我们找到都将这些经文读出来。
And let us read together.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
慈悲怜悯嘅圣天父
，A loving and merciful holy heavenly Father，
感谢你赐下宝贵嘅应许
，We give thanks for your precious promise
喺我哋一生当中
，Through our entire lives，
虽然有啲时候系会经历危险、试炼、网罗
，Although at times we may encounter dangers, toils and snares，
有时经历艰难、缺乏嘅时候
，We may face times where we are in difficulties or lacking，
有时经历打击、伤害嘅时候
，At times when we face attacks and hurts。
但天父必看顾我哋。
But our heavenly Father will care for us.
天父啊，愿你嘅话语开启我哋嘅信心。
God, through your word, may you open our faith.
愿我哋生命嘅经历亦都能够建立弟兄姊妹嘅信心。
And may the experience of our life also build up the faith of brothers and sisters.
主帮助我哋有呢份嘅信心。
Lord, may you help us to have this faith.
我哋祈祷感恩仰望奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.